The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever heard Food Fight? One of our favorite franchises is actually allowing it to a certain extent. Automatic will give us all the deets in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
So once upon a time, Hulu was about to go away. Do you remember that? They just didn't have anything
Disney
going
was going to get rid of it.
Well, Disney says that since they've combined their operations, they're actually making a profit. In fact, a $336 million profit. But you know what that means? They let a lot of people go. They cut a lot of shows, and it's because a lot of what you watch online, I'll be real, it's just not good. I'm like, I find myself watching the same stuff over and over because everything's so fragmented. I'm cutting subscriptions of this and that and the other because I can't even figure out passwords with all the different apps I have.
I'm glad Bob Iger, he's the guy who runs Disney, figured it out. He figured out how to have a streaming channel and actually make some money. I mean, it's pretty much Hulu and Netflix at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to be downloading Hulu today because my brother Ken Flores, may he rest in peace, is debuting his comedy special on Hulu.
Woo!
So please go run it up and go watch it. The very talented Ken Flores.
I bundled mine. I try to get all the, and Automatic knows I'm always looking for the deals. I put ours on our American Express, and mine's a little one. I started with $500 credit to rebuild my credit, and I get $8 back every month from having the bundle. So always try them tricks. All right, DJ Automatic food news.
The Outback Steakhouse. You know they're an Australian steakhouse, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, they have a new appetizer. Boomerang mozzarella sticks.
Oh, nice.
Can you throw them?
Right into your mouth.
Crikey.
Unfortunately, I don't think they'll come back to me, though.
Well, I never could use a boomerang. When I was little, my uncle Frankie, Matthew Frankie, who helped raise me, he was trying to show me. Is there like a way to do it?
There's a special angle. It's like it's more in the wrist and kind of like your elbow even on how you throw it out. My grandma had one at the lake, and I would throw it out over the lake, and it always come right back to me.
It would come back automatic. Yep. He would throw it. It would come back. I would throw it. He would go, I did. Data. He would have to go get it.
I hope boomerang mozzarella sticks don't come back because that's going to be heartburn. That's what that is.
It comes to haunt you the next morning.
They sound good, though. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to the start with Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Oh,
producer Chewy, if you can, play the taps. Yes, this is dedicated to all the socks we've lost in a dryer throughout the countless visits to the laundromats or the ones that your partner just forgot to put in there.
I had no idea that my daughters, you know, I have three daughters, and I had my oldest, Kirsten, when I was only 15. I had no idea that she invented the odd sock pair.
Oh.
We would lose a sock, and she would just put whatever socks together. Now, you pay more money for socks that don't match.
Interesting.
At the store. Huh. The dryer had us on this a long time ago. Where does the sock go?
There was like this little compartment. Remember where I had to get underneath the dryer and then we found all the lost socks in there?
That was just that washer. What about the old times? The sock has been missing for generations and decades.
I actually stole my neighbor's sock from my old complex. It was just like a dryer mix-up. We had like a community washer.
You accidentally were a sock thief?
It wasn't until I was wearing them. I was like, these ain't mine.
It's kind of gross.
It was kind of nasty. It wasn't the best.
Sock in your feet.
Also, it's a national sleepover day. So anybody we get sleepover people?
I like adult sleepovers. You know, I sleep over. That's how Dan and our relationship started.
We had lots of sleepovers. We sure did. I never got sleepovers. My nana was against it.
My mom and dad didn't like it either.
Yeah, she was not about that life. Then I went to go live with my mom, and she's like, go sleepover! Somebody's out!
And we'll wrap it up on Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
Salute!
You. Salute to all them and helping us help them help our people who are serving our country.
Yeah, people always say that, you know, obviously, and it's true, those who are in the military are serving the country, but their families are as well.
Yes.
So today we honor you. Thank you for all you sacrifice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Laura sent me a direct message because Caleb, the man she's been with for years and years and years, the father of her children, staying out all the time. Now, it did not go down to the DM, but it went down.
Me and the kids are alone all the time.
What do you want from me? I work all day. I pay all the bills. I put all the food on the table, and now I can't even go out.
Look, I work too. I take care of the kids. I cook. I clean. I wash everyone's clothes. You don't think I want to go out? You go four times a week.
See, this is why I leave. I'm so tired of hearing this.
Oh, I don't even know you anymore. I don't know who you are, and you're definitely not the man I fell in love with.
I don't have time for this.
That man made me so mad. There were so many things inside that down in the DM. He said to me, he thought I was the woman he was kind of chatting with. He said, oh, if it doesn't work out, I'll call you. Okay. Mm. Red flag number one. Number two, he said, where are you going to go? Why are you going to leave? I need you to make my lunch. Make your own lunch, Caleb. Make your own lunch. This man is taking her for granted, and he hasn't even proposed to her. The mother of his children has not even committed to her.
He's one of those guys that's super comfortable in the relationship, but the second she leaves him, he'd fall apart.
Mm. Well, she's out. She's going to spend some time away. So I hope he does fall apart and realize it. And yeah. I don't like him.
No, not at all, dude. Not at all. I don't very, like him. He had very conniving intentions. And I think that's the most disrespectful part, that, you know, man or woman, you look at that and that's just not good people. That's not good behavior to sit there and have, you know, the mother of your child on a back burner, per se, to be like, I'm still talking and entertaining other women. That's just downright disrespectful. But it's, I don't want to sound like I'm victim blaming, but she like kind of put herself in the situation because it's just seems like a lot of buildup.
It's because he keeps making promises. And is you're that, right, yeah. You're staying and blah, blah, blah. But you get to the point, Anthony, and Automatic, I've explained this to you about myself because I've been there, where you just think you're going to make things work with this person and you believe that you can fix them too. Yeah. I'm the fixer. I'm the maternal one. I can make this happen, you know? I
think it's been 10 years.
If he's not proposing, if he's not really committing, I'm not so sure that Laura should stay. But then I have these thoughts of the fact that they have kids together. Children, yeah. And it's like, do you really want to quit?
I feel like he knows that he's got her. And he's like, you're not going anywhere. I can do whatever I want.
That's why he acts like that.
Yeah, he's so like, we got these kids together. I'm the one who's putting the food on the table.
Which is a lie. She said, I work too. Yeah. I work too. He thinks because he works, he doesn't have to do anything else. He gets to go out. She works and she does everything else and she doesn't get a break.
I feel bad for her.
It's not fair.
From my perspective, I think Laura needs to really kind of ask herself, what does she want? Does she want to continue this and pursue this family life that she thought she would have? Which, and you know, if she doesn't get it, it's sad. My heart breaks for her. Or is she going to move on and, you know, go to, you know, kind of stand up for herself?
The other thing she's got to think about her kids, she's setting an example of how she chooses to be treated.
No, you're right. We always say kids don't do what you say. They do what you do. You said something though, Anthony. You have to ask yourself, what do you want? I have a feeling that Laura hasn't asked herself, what do I want? What do I need? What's going to make me happy? In a very long time.
I don't even think this is really about a ring. I think it's about respect. I don't think he's giving her any kind of respect.
Okay, so let's flip it then, because I did ask about a ring earlier. That's not going to change anything. How long do you wait and stay in a relationship that clearly this person is mistreating you? Because Laura was, if he talked to her like that with us around, I can't imagine what's being said behind closed doors.
Mental abuse going on.
How long do you wait for someone to straighten up before it's time to walk out the door? 877-730-DCS1. Let's talk about it when we come back. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rapper The Game has got some serious money problems, and now a judge is involved. I'll give you all the details after Anthony A. gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Shaboozy, Billy Joel celebrating a birthday as well, too. Desi Banks, Ghostface Killah, and Rosario Dawson.
Okay, so back in 2015, Priscilla Rainey was on a VH1 reality show called She's Got Game. Do you remember that?
Yep.
The Game was on the show, and the rapper The Game was on the show. And she said that he sexually assaulted her. She sued him back then. She won her lawsuit in 2016. So it's been all this time and he hasn't paid her. Now he's been transferring funds to WAC 100, all kinds of different management people. And the judge is like, no. You've got the money. You're hiding the money. Sell your house.
Oh.
Sell your house. And then Game is like, no, because the house is in my LLC's name or I don't know what. And he's like, I don't care. So he's going to have to sell his house or pay the $7 million. His house is worth $3.1. So even if he sells the house and gives her all of that money, it's not enough to pay the lawsuit.
Sounds like you're going
to
see some Game concerts this summer.
Somebody's going on tour.
Yeah, he's
going
to have to hit the road again.
My thing is that I didn't really hear about this lawsuit.
At all.
That's terrible. Yeah. It's been a long time, so maybe it got brushed under the rug, or I don't know. And she's been fighting all this time to get her money. What he should do is pay her. Apologize, mean it. He's a father. He just became a father again. Go out on tour and make that money. You know,
All these old school rappers are making a lot of money right now on tour. Some of these guys, when I talk to, say they're making more money now than they did when they were hot.
Because now it makes sense to me why he said all of it's making sense. He says, I'm a changed man. I'm a different person. Remember he called out Chris Brown?
Yep. Oh, yes.
With Carucci and everything. Oh, none of that made sense. Like, what do you mean, changed man? What do you mean? That's what it was. He was probably talking about this. Look, okay, then ask for forgiveness, pay her the money, and then we can all believe you. But if you don't pay her, I don't know.
And I think it's at this point, his legacy is up in the air for it, too.
It is,
Anthony. He's the only rapper from that generation that's not out doing the tours and everything again. Like,
right.
Nelly's eating hella money again. And like, all these artists from that early 2000s generation are making a lot of money. So.
And the documentary.
Yeah. I talked to Bash the other day, and he said, I make more money now than I did when I had a number one record.
I know, baby Bash. So play some more Sugar Sugar, and we'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so DJ Automatic and I bought a house on the internet. We found our contractor on TikTok, and thank goodness everything worked out. It really did. Love our new Casa house. Our contractor 100, HOA, I'm not so happy with. Mm. They kind of rude. This woman is mean to me. I don't care if she's listening. I hope she is. She sent me an
don't
email.
Start a war.
She sent me an email, and she said, Dana, you and Matt need to do this. I said, first of all, nobody named Matt lives here, and my pets don't live here, ma'am. Stop getting in my business. Whatever. We can't plug our car up. They put a padlock on the outlet because we have a hybrid car. It's starting to give mean girl vibes. But I thought it's not nearly as bad as my own mother, and I might be paying the price for this. My mom is the mom. She's the neighbor, rather, that will knock on your door. Excuse me, you have a mess in your yard. You need to clean it. Oh. She's that person.
Damn.
She's going to tell you, you know, all this junk in the front yard, or excuse me, your weeds are too tall. Excuse me. Hey, you need to cut your grass. Hey, you know, you're bringing down the value of the neighborhood.
She's got nothing on her mom.
Nothing on my mama.
Does she get results that she wishes when she?
Yes, she does. She does because she. I think she does it in a nice, mean way. You know, if the HOA lady would do it in a nice, mean way, I might comply. She's just mean.
Yeah.
You have to know how to
control somebody.
Command authority, you know, without them knowing that you are actually in charge. You know, if you're pushing,
she just showed us by putting a padlock.
She sure did, but she don't know that Mama knows how to use a safety pin. And if I really want to get down and dirty, I'm going to do it.
It's not even that kind of lock. It's a code lock.
No, it's not.
Yes. So
they're gaslighting her to get that code.
Yeah, how am I going to get that code? I just talk bad about it on the radio. Anyway, I don't know. Is it okay to go knocking on your neighbor's door? It kind of is, right? If their yard is dirty.
I'm not going to speak ill on your mother, so yes. Yeah, what she's doing is perfectly okay.
You know that I've lived in a neighborhood where, you know, my Nana was super meticulous about the yard, and there was that one house on the block. That one house on the block that just looked like trash.
My uncle actually went through this when he moved into my grandmother's house, and they actually got to a point to where they had to call the city to come out and help.
What happened, Anthony?
Yeah, just because they had so much junk around their yard and the house. And
who
everything.
Did?
It looked crazy. My grandma's neighbor that my uncle
So they had to
in.
Call the city on it?
Yeah, they called the city because it basically became an ordinance issue because it was going into the street and stuff. So that turned into a big issue, and that was the way it got resolved too. But, you know, the way of your mom just doing it.
I was
going
to say, you could have just called my mom. You didn't even have to involve the city.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.